The Indian summer monsoon this year advanced very quickly through the country before getting slowed down by an unusually long monsoon break that ended up delaying the monsoon in northwest India by a couple of weeks. In fact, the Indian Meteorological Department this year ended up failing to predict this monsoon break and was repeatedly giving wrong predictions. In this video, I will explain the underlying physics behind weather prediction and why, despite significant technological developments, weather forecasts often go wrong. This is Mohana Basu, and you're watching Pure Science. Every physical phenomenon, be it static or dynamic, can be described using a set of equations. For example, an object moving in a straight line on a two-dimensional plane at a constant velocity can be described by this simple linear equation. Here, x naught describes where the object was initially, v describes the velocity at which it was moving, and t is the time that has passed. Even when considering more complicated scenarios such as liquid flowing through a pipe or how fast an object will heat up or cool down, physics has well-defined laws described by sets of equations that govern these. In fact, fluid dynamics is a whole field of research devoted to determining how gases and liquids will behave. Its applications ranges from designing aircraft to engineering waterworks and sewage systems and understanding the atmosphere. Similarly, thermodynamics, which deals with the movement of heat, is defined by a set of laws and equations that can accurately predict the flow of heat and pressure. Together, equations of fluid dynamics and thermodynamics form the basis of weather prediction. The underlying principle is to measure different variables that affect weather, such as temperature, pressure, humidity, and wind conditions. These measurements are then fit into the equations that describe the atmospheric phenomenon to arrive at what would happen after a certain amount of time passed. But atmospheric processes are much, much more chaotic than the example I gave of a single object moving on a two-dimensional plane. Imagine now if the same plane had another moving object in a straight line. The future path of the first object can vary based on whether or not the second object will collide with the first one. Now suppose if the plane on which it was moving was soft, like a sheet of fabric. How the weight of the moving object creates a depression on this fabric would also influence the path of the first object, even if the two did not collide. Similarly, it is not enough to know the equations that define the weather phenomenon. Weather forecasts also have to know how different phenomena will affect each other. What has been observed by scientists over the last hundreds of years is actually used to create these equations or models. These models are then used to extrapolate as to what will happen in the future. The equations used in these models are known as partial differential equations. Differential equations are the ones that can be used to describe a physical process that has changing variables. For example, the path a ball a person throws up in an angle will take. Here, the trajectory of the ball will change, as will its speed. So, a linear equation I talked about before will not suffice. Differential equations takes into account the small changes that take place while the object is in motion and accordingly predicts its path. Partial differential equations are used when a physical phenomenon has a lot of unknown variables. These equations cannot always be solved by analytical methods known to us. They usually require a process of hit and error, which means a complicated set of equations will have to be solved repeatedly by using different values. Now, this cannot be done by hand, at least not fast enough to beat the weather phenomenon that we are trying to predict. By the time you solve these equations by hand, the thunderstorm you were trying to predict will have come and gone. That is where supercomputers come in. These can quickly solve these partial differential equations. However, when I say solve, I mean that the computer actually arrives at an approximate solution. The nature of partial differential equations is such that they cannot be solved to arrive at exact values. So the underlying math involved in weather prediction itself is based on approximations. Add to this the fact that there are still several weather phenomena that science does not yet fully understand. Take for example a phenomenon known as the Madden-Julian Oscillation, an eastward moving disturbance of clouds, rainfall, winds and pressure that traverses the planet in the tropics and returns to its initial starting point in 30 to 60 days on average. The phenomenon influences the Indian summer monsoon and is partly the reason why the monsoon got delayed this year in northwest India. But by nature, this phenomenon is very difficult to model and predict. Also, the further we move away from the date that the initial conditions were recorded and fed into the computational model, the less accurate these predictions become. That is why at present there are several types of predictions. Nowcasts, which describe the predictions made for just a few hours later, are reasonably accurate. Similarly, short-range forecasts spanning up to 2 or 3 days are also very accurate. Long-term forecasts, such as those given by IMD right at the beginning of the monsoon season, are usually good at predicting the season's averages. So for example, they can predict whether the monsoon will bring more or less rainfall than usual. But they can't always accurately predict the precise dates when the monsoon will arrive in different states. For that, IMD uses historical data to give a rough estimate. It is the mid-range forecast ones that attempt to predict weather between 7 to 15 days in advance that scientists are still working on perfecting. And that is the kind of forecast that IMD was attempting to give this year. While it did manage to provide an accurate monsoon forecast for most of the country, as soon as other intra-seasonal phenomena such as the Madden-Julian Oscillation came into play, the model failed. Currently, weather forecasting stations try to work around this by continuously updating the predictions. Now, all of this was about modeling and computing, so to speak, the brains of the weather prediction ecosystem. But how does the weather prediction system sense the ground initial conditions required to run this prediction model? For weather prediction to be absolutely perfect, scientists would need to know the conditions at every point on the Earth's surface. Scientists collect data from sensors and weather stations across the country, which transmit information about local temperature, precipitation, humidity, wind speed, its direction, atmospheric pressure, and more. The information is captured every 6 to 12 hours and then fed into a weather model. We know from personal experience how much weather conditions can change over a distance of just a few kilometers. Sometimes one part of the city gets a lot of rain while the other does not. Sea surface temperatures, ocean currents, atmospheric pressure, all of these similarly differ at various points. But it is practically not possible to have weather stations, radars, or buoys covering every single part of the Earth. So this means there are always certain blind spots from where data cannot be simultaneously collected. Sometimes, even the existing radars malfunction. All of these add to the errors, or what in technical terms is known as noise, in the prediction system. The worse the quality of the initial data, the worse the final prediction. Of late, there is another confounder to weather predictions, and that is extreme weather events and climate change. So for example, in 2019, the IMD had predicted a normal June to September monsoon with rainfall of 96% of the long period average. Instead, the monsoon saw an excess rainfall of 110% that caused floods in major cities such as Patna and was the highest ever rainfall recorded in the country as a whole since 1994. But here's what had happened. IMD predicted the monsoon trends correctly, even though it could not quantitatively predict how much excess rainfall the country would get in the months of August and September that year. The predictions had been that the month of June will experience deficient rainfall, and then rainfall would gradually increase with the second half of the year having better conditions. June that year did have deficient rainfall. July had normal rainfall. But August had excess and September had large excess rainfall. The quantitative prediction of how much excess rainfall the country would see in the months of August and September was not taken into account. With climate change, a lot of what we predict using past data may no longer hold true, and we don't fully know how climate change will affect our weather. To have better prediction systems, we would need better data collection systems. That is, more number of weather stations and radars, which are also equipped with more precise measurement systems. Then we would need a better understanding of all the micro and macro weather phenomenon on our planet. And finally, we need to continuously upgrade supercomputers to reduce the margin of error in computations. Even after all this, we cannot really change the math involved, which, as I explained, is based on approximations and therefore will always involve some margin of error. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at The Print. If you like our videos, please consider paying for a subscription to The Print. You can do so through the link in the description box below.